This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Dan Menigan. Coming up at 1 o'clock, former Cavalier, former NBA champion Danny Green, now our Odyssey Sports basketball insider. And Danny, last time he was with us last week, said, if I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask Danny about that. Danny's trying to stay in shape, and he wants another chance at a ring. Can't blame him.
He's also got an eye on all the college football, or the college basketball stuff, too. So maybe have to sneak a couple college questions in with the NCAA tournament coming up.
That's coming up with Danny Green at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Christmas Day NFL stuff in a second here. You said Tanner Bibee, Cy Young.
Yes.
Show your work.
Okay. So, of course, high in the AL, rookie of the year. Pitched really well last year in about half the season. They brought him up a little bit later on. He was able to get guys out. Another year now preparing for the major leagues. On top of that, plus we know how pitching goes. We know how these guys get hurt all the time. Again, just something fun. Do with life as you see fit.
Okay.
FanDuel's got him going 40-1 to win the Cy.
Who does?
FanDuel.
Our buddies at FanDuel?
Your friends at FanDuel.
40-1.
40-1.
All right, that's 40-1. How many people have better odds? Any idea, roughly?
14. 14 people have better odds, including Shane Bieber.
Okay. See, the thing about it with me on this, and when it comes to the rotation, it's just simply this. Can Shane Bieber stay healthy so that you can trade him? Well, that sounds like a silly thing, doesn't it? You want him to be really good so you can get rid of him. Okay. Well, why is he here then? Is that fair? Why is he here? Because are you running a risk? Could you not get anything for him right now? There's no market for him? Do you think you're going to compete with him? And if so, are you going to let him walk away at the end of the year? I love Shane Bieber. I'd love to see him sign him for another 3 or 4 years. I think he's a more than competent major league starter. In fact, I think he's good. Well, why is he here at this point? You tell me that. Tristan McKenzie, 4 games last year. I think it was 16 innings. Can he stay healthy? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Gavin Williams isn't starting the year healthy. Logan Allen, can he build on what he did as a rookie? Can Tanner Bibee follow up what he did as a rookie? That's 5 guys in the rotation. Those are 5 question marks.
Yeah, so 25.
That's scary.
Yeah, 25 games started for Bibee last year, 142 innings. So if he stays healthy throughout the entire year, that innings number will go up, which will, of course, help when it comes to looking at postseason awards and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, the strikeouts are there. He doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. He doesn't give up many bombs. Tanner Bibee excites me. I think Gavin,
he's really a good young pitcher. But again, it's that question, Dan. It's like there's no track record. There's 1 year of a track record, and to me, that's not a track record. And that's why I say there's a little bit of a question there.
Exactly.
Though the fact that I think he's very good.
But it's one of those, at least, it's one of those things, like if you can throw and you can get guys out, as long as you remain healthy, you should be able to do that. We have more than half a season of a track record that says Tanner Bibee is good. About 3/4 of a season.
It's not the good part, it's the healthy part.
Right.
And often,
we know how pitchers
I shouldn't
go.
Say oftentimes. Second go round after your first, extended trip to the majors and 142 innings, and now you're going to try and get him up to what, 180, maybe 2, which by the way in the old days wasn't much of anything because guys are throwing 250 plus. Now it's a big deal if you throw 200 innings.
Isn't it funny?
I just wonder. It's funny. And you know the weirdest part of it to me? All the training and everything else that you have now, and guys can't throw as many innings?
The wording that I've always been told when it comes to that is it's that more maximum effort thing, that now every single pitch is max effort, where before guys were pacing themselves a little bit better. I know, tell that to Nolan Ryan.
I was going to say.
He'll pick up the pitching rubber and slap you across the face with it.
What would Steve Carlton say about that?
Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Tell that to 6'10 Randy Johnson. Good luck. But, and not to mention the whole third time through the order, which I think at some points gets blown completely out of proportion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I couldn't hit you the first two, I'm not sure why I'm going to now.
Yeah, there are some of the advancements that have been made in baseball that make total sense, and other advancements, you're just like, why? We're overthinking this, aren't we?
Sometimes gives you that feel, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's your Tanner Bibee Cy Young Award thought. Let's add him to the list of intrigue, Dan.
As I will always say when it comes to analytics, just because your accountant understands the tax code doesn't mean he agrees with it. Just because you understand analytics doesn't mean you have to agree with him.
Yeah, it's probably true, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Probably true. We're going to turn the page here. Danny Green coming up at 1 o'clock. Now it appears two games for the NFL on Christmas Day. And it's not like Christmas Day now is on a Saturday or a Sunday, mm-hmm. or even a Monday. It's midweek now.
It is a Wednesday.
It's not even on Thursday, you know, where they would play a game normally. It's on a Wednesday. Let's check the whole religious aspect of this at the door. Okay?
Right.
Which I think, come on, man. The NBA goes nuts on Christmas. Isn't that enough? But no, the NFL, it worked last year, so they want in on it. Okay, fine. I leave it alone. That's my thought. But as you said, player safety here. Is there a worse day to play a game than on a Wednesday?
This is the part of this that drives me up the wall most when it comes to the NFL. If we truly are going to make these advancements when it comes to player safety, playing a game on a Wednesday is ridiculous. Because even if you plan this to where they will play on Saturday, the earliest non-Thursday game we could have going, you play this on a Saturday, and you're going to put two of these games on. So you can't even do the whole thing of like, well, you know, we'll have them play the Thursday, and then we'll have them come back and play Wednesday. No, you can't even do that. If you have them play on a Saturday, somebody, you are giving these people 3 days to recover.
Somebody's in a pickle here.
3 days to recover.
And when does it come, Dan?
At the end of the year.
There it is.
When you've already had...
When guys are already beat up.
Gosh, 14 weeks, 15 weeks?
Yeah.
Of football taking place? You want to come to me and tell me that player safety is a priority, and then you pull crap like this.
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. It's ridiculous. What you and I know you're going to have, and somebody's going to call and somebody's going to tweet and do all that stuff, go, well, we're paying them millions of dollars. I get that. It's just that whole thing of on top of it, if you're going to tell me that player safety is the utmost priority and we are doing everything we can to keep players safe, except for when we know that something is bad and we're doing it anyway in the quest for more money. That's the part of it that I look at and I'm like, okay, stop. Just stop saying it's player safety. Just say you're on a quest for more money. Don't say the, you know, quiet part loud, because you're already showing your actions. Like, your actions are proving to all of us that this is what it is about. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know that there are a chunk of people who are like, great. Football, Christmas Day, perfect. I can see my family early, and I can go home and I can watch football.
Yeah, and I understand that. And Dan, complete disclosure, I'll watch. I will. I won't sit there all day necessarily glued to the television because it's Christmas Day and it's time with your family, but I'll watch. It'll be on in the Phelps household. But I also think you're going to make all of these folks, you know, and part of it, you know, we know because we work with the Browns Radio Network. If it's game day, you show up. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
All the people at the stadium, all of the ushers, all everybody involved in the team, and then fans going to the game. I don't know. I add that on top of the player safety issue, and I just think it's a bad idea. And I find it disappointing with the NFL that they do that.
I do too. It's ridiculous. I think it is absolutely ridiculous, and it will be a ratings bonanza. And it will. And all 30 of them will jump into the Scrooge McDuck pool and swim around in their money. And congratulations to them.
You come up with these little references.
That's all I can think of is, okay, here's 32 people who are all just going to walk up and go, wee, right into the DuckTales Scrooge McDuck pile of money and swim around in it while everybody else is looking around going, great. And people are sitting in the hospital because they haven't had enough time to recover and they're not getting surgery.
Danny Green, former member of the Cleveland Cavaliers at the beginning and the end of his NBA career. In between, won 3 NBA championships. Well, he's now with us. He's an Odyssey Sports NBA insider, and he's next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.